Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Here we are, 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. Hello to you. Last hour of the show for today. Then tomorrow's Friday. And you know what that means. No nonsense Fridays. We try to get the heck out of here as quickly as possible. Make the 4 hours a faster 4 hours than normal. All right, I'm conflicted about this whole ballroom on the east wing of the White House, right? So just give a list. They've moved a gazillion stories on it. Here's one from Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
President Trump has said no public funds are being used for construction of the ballroom, that he's paying for it himself along with donors. Those donors include Apple, Amazon, Meta, and Google, which have all taken steps to strengthen ties with the administration. Others include Comcast Corporation, Microsoft, Lockheed Martin, T-Mobile, Union Pacific Railroad, and Cameron and Tyler Winklevoss. The White House released the list of donors, even as the cost of the project has grown from an estimated $200 million to a new figure of $300 million. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Why, thank you, Linda. She's wonderful. Okay, let's talk. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. Now, I haven't really decided where I am on this in terms of if I'm upset or if I'm not. Now, the one overarching thing that I keep coming back to is it's not publicly funded, okay? It's privately funded. The other thing I come back to is different presidents have put their stamp on different parts of the White House. Donald Trump is far from the first president to do anything to change the structure, the infrastructure, the layout of the White House. So there's that. It is zero money out of our pocket. Okay. The other part, when people talk about the historical connotations of all of this, where does that end? Like I pointed out to somebody before, did the Columbus statues have historical connotations that we ripped down all over this country? You can make that claim. But there doesn't seem to be a big outcry right now for those to go back up. Here's the flip of it and the other side of it in a part that I can appreciate. We're talking about SNAP benefits. We're talking about a government that is out right now, meaning not working. We're talking about a stoppage, and we're talking about people potentially not having any money to eat. Now, you could say that that's sort of evergreen in our society. People not having any money to eat, people struggling financially, and rich people shouldn't stop spending money when that happens because then rich people would never spend money. But I will say this. The optics of it is, well, kind of iffy. It just is. I would have, if I was the president and I wanted to do this, and I wanted to leave it as an everlasting gift to future presidents and make it a ballroom that people could enjoy in the coming generations, I would have waited until after the government went back in, just so people couldn't use that sort of, even though the two aren't totally tied together, just so people couldn't use sort of that ammunition against you. The part where it's privately funded, definitely, and kind of, pun intended here, trumps all for the most part. But I would have laid low until the government was humming again. 866-391-1020. Greg's in Mount Washington. Hi, Greg.
How you doing today? Couple of tips. You people on welfare thought you was moving from the Democrat to the Republican side of the fence. You got fixed when you got on the Republican side of the fence. Now you don't have no money, you don't have no food stamps, Thanksgiving, Christmas, everything's coming up. What you going to do now? What you going to do?
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to everybody that voted for Donald Trump. That's who I'm talking to. The poor people voted for him. Mm-hmm. They didn't vote Democrat. They voted Republican. And that's what you get when you put an idiot in for president. He's in a revengeful mood. He's trying to strike at everybody that he can. And he got the people on welfare and the people that's getting food stamps and the people that's getting SNAP benefits. He's going to fix everybody. That's his way of doing things in America.
Can I ask you a question? No, I can't because you hung up. I wonder if Greg would admit that the government being out right now is a product of both parties, even just a little bit. And if Chuck Schumer played any role in this at all, or if Greg is not going to even look at that. But let's go back to the ballroom. It does seem gaudy. It does seem over the top. But then again, when you really dive into it, it's fixing something or replacing something that was, in fact, antiquated. So in all of that, there is function and form for it in the White House. Again, it's going to be something that is a hot-button topic no matter what. Trump made it a hot-button topic by doing it right now, by making sure it went through, by not halting any sort of construction in this time. He absolutely could have made it lay back a little bit in the criticism that he got if he waited for just a little.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says the demolition was necessary.
Trust the process. This is going to be a magnificent addition to the White House for many years to come.
As to whether the National Capital Planning Commission signed off on the demolition.
A submission is not required legally for that. Only for vertical construction will a submission be required, and that's a legal opinion from them.
She added no taxpayer dollars are being used to fund the project. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
So you can make the claim it's his pet project, and that's fair. But his pet project involves none of your money, and that's the rub there. You cannot like it, and it's not my favorite thing in the world, but it doesn't put me out. It just doesn't. And those all seem to be facts.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.